理课堂听 class.com。
试卷十六，口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening.Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1. Canada has experienced two periods in recent decades when significant economic adjustment was required. The first was during the 1970s, when we were hit by a rapid slowdown in productivity growth and by the effects of the oil crisis.Policymakers in Canada used macroeconomic and microeconomic policies to try to cushion the economy from the impact of those events. As a result, our adjustment was slower and more painful than it needed to be. We ended up with a weak economy, high inflation, and large government budget deficits. The lesson that Canadians learn from this period is that microeconomic and microeconomic policiesmust be clearly focused on facilitating adjustment to economic change. By the beginning of the 1990s, it was clear to us that we needed a framework of policies to help with that adjustment, to bring down inflation, and to put our public finances in order. Passage 2.
The events of September 11th were a grim reminder to all of us of the absolute necessity to vigorously combat terrorism and extreme violence anywhere and everywhere. They were intended as an attack on the open society we cherish and on the values of democracy and human rights on which it is built.They were meant to strike at the very foundations of peace among nations and civilizations. Their purposes were to sow hatred, violence, and destruction among the nations and civilizations of the world. Our response to this challenge must be a dialogue among civilizations, a commitment to the peaceful resolution of differences, to tolerance and mutual respect.That is a challenge that requires a clear understanding, however, of our own fundamental values. Values we must defend, but also live up to. There is no direct and certainly no causal link between these two challenges, but they will nevertheless determine the course of the 21st century. Dialogue, as I see it, means seeking a common understanding of those values that will guide us through the 21st century.